Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, here we go. It's 8 past 12. Chad, Adam, Dave, all here. Good guests for today. I want to jump into something under the pretext of would you, could you. Dave, hit the audio.
On the cross, our Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That man, that young man, I forgive him.
That's Erica Kirk over the weekend at an event, Adam, where I think they said to the Wellstone funeral folks, hold my beer, right? The Wellstone funeral turned into a rally for the Democrats.
Yep.
Charlie Kirk's political murder has turned into a rally for the Republicans, in particular that day, okay? But this is Erica Kirk. She has lost her husband to a murder. Her children will not know their father. Horrifying, indefensible, despicable political assassination. I thought it was also in incredibly poor taste to me, bringing her out to pyrotechnics. She's grieving about her husband. And it's as if the Arizona Cardinals have been announced. Okay, that's just me. Am I a lesser person if at this point some of the very small group of people who mean everything to me, if they were murdered in this way, where I'm just projecting because I haven't faced this and I certainly hope I will never face it and I hope nobody else ever has to face it, but they will. Am I a lesser person if I don't think right then and there I could say, I forgive you?
I don't think so. I think, and a lesser person is, like, I'm thinking about, okay, like over time, if it consumes you.
Yep.
And I wouldn't call that person a lesser person, just I don't know what the word is, but no, and certainly not.
I don't think so.
Anger is a real reaction to something.
Yeah.
Bitterness is a real reaction to something. And the problem with anger and bitterness, though, is it can consume you. And I think all humans, there are provable ways to cope with things like that. And certainly forgiveness, whether it's in the guise of a religion or not.
Which is what she's laying
out.
Which is obviously her right. I'm not faulting anyway. I'm not saying she's wrong. Don't take this in any way.
No. But I think that is a understandable reaction as well.
Yeah, and I think one of your points that was so valid too is if something traumatic happens in your life and you just go back to it over and over and over and over and over again. And this is in a rare category. Having parental issues, having friendship issues, having job issues, those certainly can be very impactful. I'm sorry, that's not the same thing as your husband murdered.
Yep.
The man you're in love with, he's 31. You have a son and a daughter, and your best friend is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who will belabor. And you just want to say at some point, and it for Erica Kirk, if she didn't feel this way, it'd be a long ways. There's no way somebody would be saying, hey.
Get over it.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah.
So nobody's saying that. I've heard this before, and I think I talked about this one time before, and I remember getting some text here where people were very upset with me when I was just being honest. I'm saying I'm not wishing, like, again, I'm projecting. I wouldn't be wishing harm to his family, but I could not, if something happened to any of my children right now, 5 days, 10 days, 2 weeks, say, because of my religion or not because of my religion, whatever I base my core beliefs on, I'm going to forgive you. I couldn't do it at that point. And I don't fault anybody who feels that way. And I think sometimes people are like, well, you're missing something because of that. No, you just have something that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to presuppose that you shouldn't emphasize it as much as you do. And if you feel like it makes you a better person, makes your life better, good on you.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I'm not up to your moral standards if I haven't reached that point yet.
Yeah, I can even take morality out of it in saying that the way I would push back on that is if it's affecting you so negatively. And I'm not saying that the answer to that is forgiveness. What is the answer then? Is it talking to somebody and dealing with those emotions? What I'm saying is it is absolutely understandable for somebody to say, I am absolutely not forgiving this person for something that they did to me. But if it's absolutely consuming them,
mm-hmm.
well, okay, if it's not forgiveness, there's got to be some other avenue because it's not good for your health to feel that way.
Dave, I'd pick up on that and say, at some point, you can say, you're indefensible, life-altering decision, which changed our path and took my husband's life. You're not going to ruin the rest of my life. But for a lot of people, that takes an extended period of time to get there.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not expecting anybody who was in Erica Kirk's position or even other situations we don't talk as much because there's not as much publicity about it to feel like, well, within 5 days they have to offer up forgiveness or they're missing out on something.
It's not, I don't think it's a bad thing at all for somebody to say if they're in that situation, I'm sorry, I can't do it right now. In time, I hope to.
Mm-hmm.
In time, I hope my heart gets there, but right now, I just can't do it. I'm thinking about myself and my husband. I'm thinking about my kids not having a father that they will pretty much ever know, especially for the youngest, the one-year-old.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if she's able to do that, if that's something that she can do to heal herself, to take away the feelings of hate and wanting revenge and everything else, good on her. It's amazing.
But not better than those who feel different.
No, it's just different. We all grieve different. We all go through trauma differently. And for her to take that step and say, you know, I need to do this right now because that's, you know, either A, what I've been taught via my religion, or B, that's just how I need to purge those negative feelings and do it as quickly as possible. Good for her.
I'd love a lot of feedback on this, including phone calls. Were you going to elaborate a little bit more than just a text? 651-461-9226. What do you think about your own personal reaction when you've seen this before and other just grotesque examples? Do you think you could do it? Do you feel different about people who can offer up that forgiveness right away versus those who may take more time, maybe never get there? Maybe say, you murdered my husband. I'm never getting there. I could see how somebody could feel that way for the entirety of their life, Dave. I hope it doesn't cause them to miss out on some point the other aspects of joy that you want them to have, right?
There's plenty of people who do feel that way. Family members of, you know, people who have been murdered for decades show up mm-hmm. at the murderer's you know, execution. I don't think there's a lot of forgiveness there when you're watching them die.
No, there's not. 651-461-9226 to your calls and texts when we come back. I want to talk about Aquarius. We are having great weather. This month has been very, very good. Sadly, it's now fall. Nowhere near as strong as summer. Dave, our show is summer believers.
Strong. Strong believers.
To show our willingness to accept others who don't meet our intellectual standards, mm-hmm. we let this guy, Mr. Calendar, Mr. Make Up His Own Calendar here, because he suggested fall started a month ago at the fair. Okay. He's a bozo. Okay. So let's separate him from Aquarius. Bozo out of the Aquarius spot. I know you're thinking it's going to be 80 in a couple of days. Why would I start thinking about my furnace? Because like Scottie Scheffler playing great this weekend in the Ryder Cup, winter is inevitable. Scottie vanquishing players this week, inevitable. Winter coming to our state, inevitable. So you need that furnace to work efficiently, effectively, and at a cost point that you like. How about from AquariusHomeServices.com, a $29 furnace tune-up? Today is the 24th. It's ending in 6 days. Don't wait. Earning the right to be recommended around since 1987. Of course, they have all the water, but they work with that utility room. Don't wait. Get that furnace ready for winter. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's look at a number of texts. Get to a phone call or two. We're talking about Erica Kirk and her willingness to offer up forgiveness to the man who murdered her husband. Are we lesser if we can't do that as quickly as Erica Kirk offered that during the event this weekend? 651-461-9226. A couple questions related to Wellstone here, Adam. Let's get to each one. Big difference between Charlie Kirk and Paul Wellstone. Kirk was a podcast or propagandist. Paul Wellstone was a legitimate politician. Of course, his funeral will reflect that. Do you see it that way?
No. When we're looking at both, just the quote unquote memorial services for both, I think both.
Both should honor the individuals who are there as opposed to taking the opportunity to destroy their perceived opponents.
Yeah.
And the Wellstone funeral very quickly became that.
Yes.
And I offered up criticism the next day right away. We didn't have Twitter. And when I watched the Kirk Memorial, and I get it at both events, there are people there who love him.
Mm-hmm.
Who miss him. But to me, when you have an individual who is pretty close to a free speech absolutist, and now what has happened, if you review some of his comments, said that some of us were bothered by, who are you to say anything?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Kirk said a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
and a lot of stuff that people absolutely loved and followed and others found abhorrent. And Charlie Kirk, I meant to bring this up, when South Park did a satire of him,
mm-hmm.
not complimentary. You know who loved it? Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
He went out of his way to laugh about it
yep.
and have fun about it. Bravo. When among the folks leading the they, the we, the us is Megyn Kelly. My God, as if every liberal pulled the trigger
yeah.
on Charlie Kirk. One deranged individual took a man's life at 31. And for me, if found guilty, I think he should go to death. I know you two have different views on the death penalty. But we're so quick now to, if something awful happens to someone who's a liberal, all conservatives are happy about it. No, they just don't. And there are many who do, and it's awful on either side. Okay, but the idea that this is your opportunity to say, all liberals were happy about this, yeah. or the other one, look at all the people who were more outraged by Jimmy Kimmel losing his show than a man murdered. Those individuals who were more bothered by that, they deserve your scorn, but to label everybody in that category
right.
just because they don't agree with your politics is just, it's sad, and the worst thing is, it works.
Yeah, it does work.
It just works. Here's another Wellstone part. Debatable question for you guys. I remember at the Wellstone funeral, a lot of pushback. The Kirk Memorial hasn't received the same treatment, this person says. Should it have? What do you think? Is it harder?
It's a lot harder.
Yeah.
Especially for what you were just talking about. If you voice those opinions, there's going to be a lot of people saying, how dare you tell us how to grieve?
Yeah. Or how dare.
And I think a lot of people would have expected that. Even if you didn't agree with Charlie Kirk, I think many people would look at a Charlie Kirk memorial service like that, especially at the location with the people involved and the numbers of people involved, fully expected to be what it was.
We did. I still think it should have been a moment just to honor him. And I think most of those folks are capable of it. Donald Trump's not.
No.
It's just simple. He's not. Every day he wakes up, how can this day benefit me, including on a friend's death? And again, the Kimmel joke, which people forget, is when a reporter is asking Donald Trump a compassion question, how are you grieving? Very good. Look at the construction mm-hmm. over there. And what was it? The fourth. We're going to play it later when we get to the Kimmel return. The fourth stage of grief is construction.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's a funny joke.
It is.
It is. And by the way, among the folks who said it's a funny joke, Joe Rogan
yeah.
said it's a funny joke. Another text. We'll get to a couple calls here. Good on her for forgiveness. If she did the opposite, look out. I don't think so. Do you?
No. I mean, there would be, yeah, absolutely, there would be people criticizing her for, see, it's vengeance. And that where's your Christianity?
Yeah. I guess someone might say, wait, Charlie was all about Scripture. You're all about Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met Erica Kirk. I'm probably never going to meet. I just think it's genuine. I think she. Yeah. I don't think she was doing that just because she had to betray it. That's my view. Tim, go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Hi, guys. I certainly think it's admirable she said that. And, you know, if it can do anything to tone down the temperament of society and, you know, de-escalate some things, I think that's a great side effect of that. But, no, I don't think anybody should be judged for not being able to do that. I don't think, thank God, most of us can't even imagine,
yes.
you know, having a family member assassinated. But I don't think we should be judged. I think for those of us that are Christians and believe in God, we know that that's what the Bible preaches. But the Bible also preaches that people have free will and make decisions in their own time. And maybe people would get to that point at some point. I have a hard time believing I would. I have a lot harder time if somebody hurts a family member or a friend of mine than if they do something that hurts me. I can water off the duck's back that pretty quickly, but hurt a family member or a friend of mine, I have a really hard time letting that go. And so I wouldn't be able to do what she did.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate the phone call. Mike, you're next. You're on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Morning, guys. I'm wondering if it's possible that, you know, I wouldn't be able to fully even process the situation myself.
Yeah.
But even if she wasn't quite there in forgiving, do you think it's possible that she knew that with her position and that moment, she knew she would have to take it and to try to turn down the temperature? You know, I'm thinking that, you know, maybe she saw her role as a public figure and she did that for the greater good.
What do you think about that, Adam? That's a very good point. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
If that's the case, bravo.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's genuine that, like, that's her religious belief and that she's doing as Jesus Christ would do.
Yep. I think both deserve praise.
Absolutely.
Right? If, as Mike said, and you could see that, like, you're waking up every morning, this just didn't happen. There's no, Charlie's going to walk in the door. I said to you, I still keep waiting for my dog to walk in the door named Charlie. And again, I love my dog. That's not your husband. Okay. And so if she decided for the country's betterment or even knowing what was happening that day, when again, right after she says it, Donald Trump said, oh, I'm not going to do that. He couldn't even in that moment said beautiful words.
Mm-hmm.
And just let it lay right there. He just won't do it. That moment said beautiful words.
Mm-hmm.
And just let it lay right there. He just won't do it. Are you going to get us food?
Sure.
Excellent. Dave, what would you like? I'm buying.
I already ate.
I mean, you could have it for later.
That's okay. I don't need it. I'm fine. Thank you, though.
What'd you
have? I appreciate it. I had a Sammy.
Yeah? What was in it?
A salami. Other stuff, some hot peppers.
Sounds good.
Not bad, right?
It was good.
Cheese?
Oh, yeah. Provolone?
What are your thoughts on cheese in this sandwich, Mr. Cheese Hater?
That sounds like a perfect sandwich for provolone.
Yeah. You want to explain to people again your position on cheese?
The most overrated part of a cheeseburger is the cheese. Stand by.
Stand proud.
Yep.
By yourself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.